An association representing Quebec's independent truckers, including some from the Pontiac region, took part in a province-wide protest last Wednesday, calling on the government to change the way they regulate public infrastructure projects. In a statement, the ANCAI, an association representing independent bulk hauling truckers, requests that the government reinstate a clause mandating all provincially financed infrastructure projects use the ANCAI for 50% of their bulk hauling needs. Pat Bertrand, the owner of Entreprise Patrick Bertrand and the Pontiac rep for the ANCAI, explained that their 5,200 members across the province all run small operations, primarily hauling aggregate such as soil or asphalt.
So the ANCA is l'association camionneur des artisans incorporés. So it's all small companies, trucking companies that are around Quebec, all the whole province itself. And we're over 5,200 members and over 10,000 trucks. When I talk about trucks, it's all trucks to haul aggregates and like dump trucks.
He said that the ANCAI has 48 members in the Pontiac region and around a dozen made the trek down to Quebec City, joining hundreds of association members making their displeasure known to those at the National Assembly. Bertrand said that unlike bigger trucking contractors, ANCAI members are tightly regulated by the government and contribute to their local economies.
One of the main reasons is they took out a clause which was called the SQI, Société Québécoise des Infrastructures. Whenever there's a government contract, I should say government-funded contract, the money goes to a contractor and he has to hire local trucking companies up to 50% to do his work on site. So let's say they build a hospital, they build a police station, they build a library, which are all government-funded. Local truckers are able to go and work in their own communities.
In a statement, the ANCAI notes that the Charbonneau Commission, an inquiry into corruption in Quebec's public construction contracts, had stated that when not regulated, the bulk hauling industry presented a prime opportunity for corrupt practices. Bertrand emphasized that despite the size of the protest, it was very orderly and organized in coordination with various police forces.
When you associate the word convoy, everybody thinks that it's going to be a big protest, it's going to derail somewhere, and we didn't want people to get involved and do bad stuff either, block roads. Our intention were not to block any roads. We knew it was going to kind of stall in Quebec City, but the rest went really good. And we even had the support. I mean, we've been in constant talks with the Sûreté du Québec head office in Montreal, the Quebec police as well. And when we were passing in front of them, they were all along the way watching the traffic. We got the thumbs up from them. And they even congratulated us afterwards because it was done with respect and without any major issues. So that's a good thing about our members.
The CEGQ, an organization representing general contractors in the province, said that they were opposed to the demands of the ANCAI, noting that they are in favor of a free market approach. CEGQ President Eric Côté said that any limitation on competition could increase prices. The offices of Quebec's Minister of Transportation, as well as the Minister for Infrastructure, declined to comment on the situation to Radio-Canada. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.